My Honest Poem, After Rudy Francisco, by Maverick L. Malone. I was born on June 2nd. That makes me a Gemini. What it means in the context of astrology, if we're basing it strictly on stereotypes, is that I would be two-faced and love gossip. But what it actually means is Forrest Gump's box of chocolates was inspired by us. You never know which personality you're gonna get, and we can't seem to get them all together in our own personal courtroom drama long enough to decide which one should be HBIC. So we let them all speak. And every single one of them are gonna tell the truth. Forget elephants. A Gemini never forgets. She gets receipts. It's a jungle out here, and some people call that gossiping if it doesn't pair with their narrative. But I guess if you've only ever lived around mockingbirds, anything beyond the sound of your own voice is gonna sound a lot like squawking. People tell me I walk too fast and talk too fast. Others, I'm not fast enough. And also this, I'm stubborn as fuck. I have glitter hooves for heels, and when they dig in, they're going straight to the center of the earth. I will die on so many hills at the mountain range, depending on the subject or the weather that day. Cloudy, with the chance of, let's meet for lattes later so we can deep dive and theorize, and yes, I love a good existential or esoteric topic. I like gray area. Bright colors show up better when I splatter them on drab canvas. One thing you should know is, I will Mad Hatter the hell out of you until your golden afternoon is an ink-black midnight. But don't expect any mushrooms or special cookies, because the two times I went there, I hardcore panicked. Psychedelics are just their drugs on my brain. Let's see. My favorite kind of rain is none. Unless the conditions are exactly right. Which is to say, it's not a work day. My pantry is stocked, I'm in my sweats, cozy at home, on my couch or in my bed with poetry, some tea, or my man. Preferably all three. But if we're gonna play favorites, my love language is just language. My favorite kind of language is alphabet soup. My favorite brand is Chef YOU. My favorite gifts are words of affirmation given in the present, and I could open like 6 Hobby Lobbies and 5 Joann's by now with all this craft I've got stockpiled. I think that if we met in 4th grade and you invited me to your sleepover, I would be that kid at 3 a.m. asking the most random, silly questions just to see if we speak the same dialect of ridiculous. I believe magic is real. I talk to trees, and I feel seen and held the most when I'm listened to. I feel the enormity of it in my chest cavity. I think that mostly this is a world of itty, insanity, stupidity, disparity, and dad jokes remind us that humanity still has some human left in it. I laugh at the absolute dumbest things, and I cry at even more. The sweetest, the cruelest, the smallest, because there's no competition when it comes to beauty and pain. All of it is valid. All of it has weight. I give icebreaker games the cold shoulder. I scorch almost everything I cook, and I'm that person who writes things on their hands so I don't forget, and then I forget to look. If you invite me somewhere last minute, I'll assume I was an afterthought or second fiddle, so I'll play my own sad violin until the discord of cows coming home sounds like music. When I'm hurting, I'll probably shut you out and put my phone in airplane mode and ghost. When I'm hurting, the word alone doesn't even know the scope of mine. When I'm hurting, my emotions are a riptide and a typhoon. When I'm hurting, I'll probably burn you in a poem, but the opposite is also true. When I love something, I'm Elphaba breakdancing on a broom, and gravity has left the room indefinitely. When I love something, everyone and their mother's best friend's old college roommate and their dog will know about it. I'll make merch about it. I'll workshop at work about it. I'll carry around that decoupage soapbox and show up to every single stage that'll have me just to convey a cliche in 62 ways in really long spoken prose, something that goes, love isn't always on time. And then that song starts playing, probably with air guitar. Am I losing you yet? These days, attention spans are insta poems. This definitely isn't one of them. I've noticed we've got that in common. I'm distracted often, and I can't promise I'll make an epic of this life, but I sure as hell am gonna try. I've got a water cooler full of kindness that's serving for humankind, hopeful I'll wake up to find the world has finally gone soft. Like pools of butter on fresh baguettes soft. Hershey's left in your car in August soft. 100 angels playing harps in a laundry commercial soft. I still believe that one day it will. Right now, it's child's play whodunit of which billionaires to blame, Colonel Musk in the war room with an X-Rampage, and Hunger Games in the Ice Age when very little has thawed. And despite all that dirty laundry, the softness still lives on. You're here, aren't you? Some things are weatherproof. I get nervous a lot about stuff and things. Like how long the dumpster fire of social media can keep burning before my brain explodes from stress and anxiety. But I present pretty good. Like right now, you probably have no idea my insides are earth, wind, and fire pressing new vinyl, screaming chaotic songs, and I can feel my heart beating in my ears. And I'm sweatier under my outfit than I'd like to admit, because we've already established I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like I think oversharing is a myth, but I also think that's kind of beautiful. When you can feel your heart like that in a place like this and say these things, like, here, let me crack a carton of dad yolks and make you an omelet out of all these terrible jokes, or tell you a story over orange juice about how golden I think the world still is and how I still believe in the Sound of Music as told through the painful pen, the vulnerable mouth, the hopeful perspective. It reminds you there's still some human in you too. When someone else nods along or shoots you a smile off the slingshot of their lips, it hits like the split second the bass drops and is a subwoofer in your head from all those hearts connecting, bouncing off one another. Think, if we all did that a little bit more often, the truth-telling and the heartbeat boxing and the listening, the offering, the giving. See, a real honest poem isn't afraid of itself. Mine goes like this. You won't recognize the music if you never open the truth of where you've been. The sound of being humans made from a story only you can give.